or of what there really is. And because he has the freedom to move forever, the universe is eternal by virtue of being extended indefinitely. It's in the pyramid texts 5,000 years ago. It's being seen on the whole other side of human experience. It's not being seen in the high symbolic excellence of 5,000 years ago in Egypt. It's being seen now in the scientific consciousness of the whole planet. Whenever you have these kinds of correlate high points like this, in one way they're the horns of a dilemma. But in an equally true way, they're the tuning fork of signaling in the real and transforming the horns of a dilemma into the tuning fork of the real is the high privilege of the Hermetic Master. In colloquial Christian terms, it's the high C on Gabriel's horn. Let's stop there.